Hi, everyone. I'm CNN political director David Chalian, and I'm here to tell you that, yet again, this isn't the typical politically sound episode you're used to because, well, this really isn't a typical election. It's 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Friday, November 6th, and while we still don't have a projected winner for this race, Joe Biden is clearly on the brink of a projected victory. So, as Election Day has turned well into Election Week, we wanted to bring you a quick update on where things stand in the race for the White House. In the four crucial states that have yet to be called at the moment, former Vice President Biden is leading in all four of them. Let's talk about two of those crucial states right now. First, Pennsylvania. At the time I'm recording this, Joe Biden has overtaken Donald Trump's lead in Pennsylvania, and it's about a 13,000 vote lead right now, somewhere between 13,000 and 14,000 votes. He overtook Donald Trump's lead in the morning this morning and has been steadily adding to it. Now, remember, 2 days ago, Wednesday morning, following the initial Election Day count in Pennsylvania, Donald Trump had like a 600,000 vote lead in Pennsylvania. But it was all Election Day vote. And we know that Donald Trump's voters were out in force voting on Election Day. What has happened since then is that all that vote-by-mail absentee voting is getting counted. And we know that Democrats and Joe Biden supporters overwhelmingly participated in the election through vote-by-mail. And so as all that mail vote is getting counted and reported, Donald Trump's lead dwindled, 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 and actually disappeared. And now Joe Biden is in the lead in Pennsylvania. And as more mail ballots are getting counted, so too is Joe Biden's lead building in Pennsylvania. Without Pennsylvania, Donald Trump has absolutely no path to re-election. It is an absolute 100% must win. The math doesn't work without it. If Biden wins Pennsylvania, he's president-elect. It puts him over 270 electoral votes. He's currently at 253. Add the 20 electoral votes from Pennsylvania, he'd be at 273, and he would be president-elect. Now, on to Georgia, one of those other states where Joe Biden is currently leading. Joe Biden's lead in Georgia right now, it's about 1,500 votes. I mean, it is razor thin. This occurred in the wee hours of the morning where he overtook Donald Trump's lead in Georgia. Again, it's the same story, folks. Initially, what was counted in Georgia was Election Day vote. Joe Biden has benefited as the mail ballots have been counted in Georgia. And that is still what has been going on right up until this moment. They're almost done counting. Here's the reality. Georgia is never going to be a projectable race. It is simply going to be too close to call. And we know that the Trump campaign has already indicated it's going to request a recount in Georgia. In fact, the Georgia Secretary of State's office and the elections officials there have indicated they are already preparing for that recount. So there is going to be a recount in Georgia, and that state is not likely to fall into one column or the other on your electoral map. Right now, it's going to take a lot more time than just today or tomorrow to sort that out. But here's what's critical. Joe Biden doesn't need Georgia. He could actually lose Georgia and still be on a march towards the presidency. That is not true for Donald Trump. He needs Georgia. He needs it as part of his path to 270. It is not possible for him to get to 270 without Georgia. Joe Biden also continues to hold on to his lead in Arizona and Nevada, and we are expecting updates from both of those Western states later today. They could be determinative updates, and perhaps we'll see projections in those states. It all depends on how much vote comes in those late updates from the West. Of course, if Joe Biden is projected the winner of both Nevada and Arizona, two uncalled races right now, according to CNN, he would be at 270 electoral votes, and he would be president-elect of the United States. That means without Pennsylvania, without Georgia. So once again, you see just how many different paths Joe Biden has to 270, even at this late stage of the contest. If he can get Arizona and Nevada into his column, it does not matter what happens in Pennsylvania. It does not matter that Georgia is in a recount. That's the position of strength Joe Biden is in when we say he's on the verge of winning the presidency. So that's where we are, folks. The counting continues, and we still don't yet know the projected winner in this race. but we are getting ever closer as each batch of votes gets reported. That's it for this week's special edition of Politically Sound. Thanks so much for hanging in there with us. Check in with all of our podcasts, the CNN News Briefings and my daily podcast, the CNN Political Briefing, for the latest on the presidential race. We'll talk to you soon, hopefully by then, with a projected winner.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.